didn't have much in between. Hopefully everybody made it in here that wanted to be here to talk about application proxy technology and next generation stuff, some of the stuff that secure computing is working on. So you might have seen a couple of different titles for this presentation. It is about application proxies, and I'm going to compare and contrast a little bit with what Checkpoint and NetScreen are talking about today in terms of application inspection or application intelligence or deep packet inspection. There's all these kind of terms out there in the industry today, including even intrusion prevention, that are all different types of providing application controls and application awareness and application protection. So these are kind of the three important concepts that I'm going to be talking about today as I go through this presentation, is awareness, control, and protection for applications. And how that relates to, in particular, gateway security technology and firewall technology, where predominantly we're seeing this application proxy technology today. So the first category, application awareness. So application awareness is all about, you know, when you're talking to a vendor out there and looking at types of application level filtering that they have, the first question you want to ask them is, what is the level of awareness that your product has in terms of the in-depth knowledge of all of these different applications that are being passed through the firewall, being passed through the security gateway? Because what it comes down to today more and more is that it's not just about, you know, web traffic. There's all of these different protocols that are being pushed through the web port, the port 80 on the firewall. All of the application vendors out there know that there's, you know, basically this hole where they can pass their application data traffic through that port 80. So they're using that port 80 to pass different protocols through what we've traditionally just called port 80 or web traffic. So there's a lot of different awareness of those, all of those different applications that are being pushed through on port 80 that a vendor needs to have. So it's not just web and the subsection of web, but it's mail traffic, it's the peer-to-peer protocols, it's the DNS, it's streaming media, it's voice over IP. So you want to have that awareness built into not only for a web application proxy, but for all of the different applications that you're passing through, whether it be Oracle data or Microsoft SQL, and being able to provide that awareness. So you want to test the vendor on their engineers' level of knowledge and ability to understand and be aware of those different applications that they're going to provide security to you for. Secondly, it's about application control. So it's well and good that the engineers know about all of these different applications and they're building specific application proxies for those for these applications that are being passed through. But you also have to be able to have a granular level of control, that it has to be very flexible so that you can apply a policy and access control on that application that's being passed through, so that you can basically get it down to only the subset of commands or privileges that you want to allow that application to execute as it comes through into your network, into your internal network. So it's very important that the gateway product, that the application proxy, have very granular application-specific controls for each of the applications that it's claiming to provide protection for. So when you put application awareness, that understanding that there are all of these different protocols and what they are, and then the fine-grained control, it comes down to a concept of what's been around in the security industry for a long time, what we call least privilege, where people have also talked about this as denying all access unless explicitly allowed. So it's the idea that when you set up a security gateway in your environment, you want it to deny all traffic unless the administrator goes in and explicitly allows that connection to go through the gateway. And in the past, we have done that and allowed explicitly for, based on a port basis, allowed traffic to go through the gateway, go through the firewall to our internal network. So we've only done it, you know, based on port 80, based on port 25, based on the different, you know, application ports, but we haven't done it to the least privilege within the individual applications that are being passed through the firewall itself. So you want to have that fine-grained control, that awareness, be able to put in place a least privilege model for allowing only subsets of an application to pass through to your internal network, because as we all know, that's what the attackers are using to put their malicious code, is using all of the wide subset of commands that's available within an application. So by refining the set of commands that they're allowed to pass through to your internal servers, to your internal applications, you're automatically restricting their capability to subvert that system, to take over that system. It's similar, you know, you can think about it like, let's say you got a problem with your furnace. So you call the furnace repairman, he comes over to your house. Well, when that furnace repairman comes to your house, all you want him to do is take the shortest route down to your basement to fix the furnace, and then you want him to take the shortest route back out through the easiest exit out of your home. You don't want that furnace repairman going in through your bedroom looking for a safe in the closet. You don't want them wandering all through your basement. You want them to only have access to that furnace room and take the least path possible to get to that furnace and fix the furnace and get out. So it's the same kind of concept when you're allowing people access into your internal network through a gateway using an application proxy. You only want them to access that certain application for a certain set of commands. You don't want them wandering all over the place and then essentially, you know, again, track that session as it's going back out through the gateway. So awareness and control, another way to think about it in this least privilege is, you know, you think about stateful inspection technology, which has been out there for a long time. And stateful inspection is all about, you know, the port 80, about the port, about allowing traffic based on a small set of rules, allowing that traffic, all of those different applications that transport over port 80 through the firewall. And so there can be, you know, obviously malicious content that's embedded in that port 80 traffic within all of these different applications. So you've basically got, you know, I talk about it like a gaping hole here in the security gateway architecture, where you're allowing all of that traffic through. So what is, you know, based on market demand, companies like Checkpoint and NetScreen that we all know have introduced new technology, what they call application intelligence or deep packet inspection, where they're starting to look at a subset of the application data that's now being passed through on these ports. So it's only with, you know, application proxies or application defenses that you can actually look at all of that data and design a least privilege access control, where you're refining exactly what commands are being allowed through the gateway to that application, so that the attackers can't use multiple commands to try to subvert that internal network. So we go from, you know, a big gaping hole allowing multiple commands down to less of a hole where we can refine some of the commands with application intelligence and deep packet inspection, to an application proxy where all we've got is a tiny little hole that the attacker can use because they're only allowed to use certain commands for that specific application as it goes through your gateway. So I mentioned that there was three areas that we were going to talk about, and I talked about awareness and control. And then the third area is application or attack protection. So this is all about not falling asleep at the wheel, so to speak. So once you have that least privileged connection that's in process, you want to also continue to monitor and provide protection in many ways against that connection that's now taking place into the network. So we, you know, with application defenses and an architecture, you're providing lots of different attack protection. So you're looking at, you know, you can do antivirus and network cloaking and web content filtering and instant messaging and peer-to-peer filtering, but you're also providing attack containment and intrusion detection, black hole discarding. So there's lots of different things that once that connection or that session has passed the access control rule and is allowed to go into the internal network, that the proxy is continuing to monitor that connection and look for any subversion or malicious activity that could be going on in that session, so that it's continuing to provide attack protection and not falling asleep at the wheel once that connection, because with stateful inspection and application intelligence, deep packet inspection, once they make that policy decision and look at a little bit of that application data, you basically are back to a stateful inspection mode where you're passing that traffic straight through the firewall or the gateway, and you don't have any additional control on the rest of the session that's being passed through. So it's only making that call or those access control decisions based on a very tiny subset of the data that's being passed through. It's not rebuilding or reassembling all of the application data like an application proxy does. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in detail here in a second. So, you know, we're all familiar with the OSI protocol stack, you know, 7 different layers. You know, application intelligence and deep packet inspection and stateful inspection. So we often talk about those as layer 3 network level filtering capabilities. And with application intelligence and deep packet inspection, you're doing just a little bit above a layer 3 where you're actually, you know, starting to take a quick peek at the level 7 application filtering. But you're not doing a complete reassembly like you are with an OSI layer 7 or application proxy technology. So here's what I talk about when I say, you know, a quick peek. So the application intelligence and deep packet inspection solutions, they're looking a bit deeper than stateful inspection into the packet payloads, viewing a limited application related information in a few packets. So after they make that initial access control filtering decision, then they pass the connection, that session, back up to layer 3 and pass it directly through the firewall. So there is a direct connection from the external host to the internal host here now. There's no proxy architecture taking place there with these types of filtering technologies. So they also, the important thing here we're going to talk about a little bit more, is that they can't detect threats or malicious content that's across multiple different sessions. Can I take your question at the end, or?
Well, I'm just going to say right off the bat, working for myself,
yeah.
Yep. Your concept of deep inspection is mobile. Okay, I'm just going to say, you know, one thing to come to a black hat session and talk about the technology. You're going to just do a product pitch. That's not really fair to go
out. Well, I'll wrap it up and maybe we can have some side conversation. We've certainly validated this in a lot of different places. But so key to understanding the next few slides is, you know, what an IP packet looks like, what a small piece of an attack object looks like, an IP packet transporting a small piece of an attack object, and then a malicious software attack that can only be fully assembled at layer 7. So, you know, when we transmit an attack, we transmit any application that we're sending over the internet, it's broken down into, you know, many different hundreds or perhaps thousands of different packets that are being transmitted either over the internet or over our network. And you can see that there's some of the IP packets there that have little red malicious content in it. And that IP packet has, when fully reassembled, is a full application attack against an internal server. So under the concept that I'm explaining here, application intelligence, deep inspection, they only bring together a few of the leading packets, not all of the session packets, versus application defenses where you actually are reassembling all of the packets in a proxy architecture and then passing that entire session onto the internal network where you can look at all of that data that's coming through. So application intelligence, deep inspection, inspecting only a few leading packets. They see only benign bits outside the context of the whole assembly. They note, okay, forward all packets to the destination. It's only when it's reassembled at the application on the internal network that then becomes a malicious attack, or is known to be a malicious attack when it gets fully reassembled on that internal server. Application defenses, so it collects all of the packets, assembles all of those objects that have been broken down into multiple different packets over the internet, reassembles that, and identifies the object as malicious, as an attack, as a virus, as a worm, stops the attack and logs the event before it reaches the internal host. So the other thing about application proxies is that they are bidirectional. So they're looking at not only that inbound session coming into the network, but they're also looking at the outbound session coming out from the internal server and being able to filter on that data as well. So being able to hide the internal network, preventing OS fingerprinting, returning only the minimum amount of information that you've allowed by policy specific to that application back to the external person that's requesting the data. I just got one more slide and then we'll be done. So just, you know, one of the things that we're also just seeing is the difference between proxy architecture. You know, we've long talked about that, you know, proxies were a bad word, that they were a slow technology, and stateful inspection technology has really taken off. People have purchased technology based on, you know, the performance of stateful inspection. And application intelligence and deep packet inspection, you know, is only performing at a certain level. It's not performing at the same level as what we've seen from the likes of reviews that have been done by network computing, where they're looking at application proxy architecture technology versus turning on application intelligence in the firewall or security gateway architecture. So that's it. Got the Q&A section here. Question here? Yeah, well, this study is, you know, from based on data that we've seen from network computing, and so it is similar platforms. I'm not sure about the latency that's involved there, but it is a similar comparison of platforms. So. Yeah. Okay. Other questions? I don't have that data. Again, I'm taking this from third party, not from our own testing or looking at other competitors. Other questions? Good question. So if you've got your own internal proprietary protocol, I think we've heard in some of the other sessions today, in fact, in the deperimeterization, the first one that we had at the kickoff yesterday was, you know, talking about getting to application developers that they need to develop more secure applications fundamentally. What can secure computing do about that? What can you do about it in application proxy architecture? You do have to build a specific application proxy for that new protocol that you've developed. So, well, or we would have to do that if you were to use the firewall for that technology, or you could pass it. You know, I mean, all of these products that offer application, not just our own, that offer application proxy technology, also offer a stateful inspection capability where you can pass your proprietary data through that type of method as well. Other questions, I think? That's the stateful inspection when you're referring to the 1.5 gigabits, but SMB, no, we don't support that currently today. Okay, well, I think the next speaker's up. you for your time.